Welcome to our deep dive. This website you sent in for this traditional Chinese medicine clinic called 3-H Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, or TCM Works, and you're curious about what it all means.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. They've been around for over 30 years, treated something like 20,000 people.
Wow.
And get this, they're not even taking new clients.
That's right. And that really makes you wonder what they've got going on, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It seems like they must be doing something right to have that kind of reputation and demand.
So let's dive right in.
Yeah.
The website lists all sorts of conditions they work with. Mm. Everything from cancer to digestive issues to emotional stuff.
Okay.
They even have a section called modern diseases.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how can one system possibly address such a wide range of things?
That's where the holistic perspective of TCM really comes into play.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on isolated symptoms like conventional medicine often does,
right.
TCM aims to understand the underlying imbalances in a person's energy flow, which they call qi.
Qi.
Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect to fix a flickering lamp just by changing the bulb if the wiring itself is faulty.
Ah, so TCM looks at the whole system, not just the individual parts.
Exactly.
So instead of just treating, say, insomnia with a sleeping pill,
right,
they would look for the root cause of the energy imbalance that's causing the sleeplessness in the first place.
Precisely. And that's why they list such a variety of conditions.
Okay.
Because from a TCM perspective, the underlying imbalance could manifest in many different ways.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's talk about those modern diseases they mentioned.
Sure.
They list things like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
Okay.
What's TCM's take on these conditions that seem so prevalent today?
Well, TCM has a unique concept called yin and yang,
oh,
which represent opposing yet complementary forces in the body.
Hmm.
Think of it like a seesaw.
Okay.
You need both sides for balance.
Okay.
In TCM, these modern diseases are often viewed as arising from an imbalance in yin and yang, perhaps due to factors like stress, lack of sleep, poor diet,
yeah,
or environmental toxins.
So it's not that these conditions are new, but rather that modern life might be pushing us further out of balance.
Exactly. Right. For instance, take insomnia.
Okay.
Western medicine might address it with medication, but TCM might consider factors like overstimulation from technology,
yeah,
or emotional stress leading to a deficiency in yin, the calming, restorative energy.
That's interesting. So they might recommend lifestyle changes, like limiting screen time before bed.
Right.
In addition to other therapies like acupuncture to restore that yin-yang balance.
Right.
Okay.
They might also use techniques like tweener massage or acupressure to stimulate specific points along energy pathways called meridians.
Interesting.
It's all about getting that energy flowing smoothly again.
I know. I'm starting to get the picture.
Yeah.
Now, the website also features some testimonials.
Uh-huh.
Like Susan M. talks about how TCM helped with her sleep and hot flashes.
Yeah.
But can we really take these stories as proof that TCM works?
It's important to be cautious with testimonials.
Yeah.
While they can be inspiring and offer glimpses into people's experiences, they aren't the same as scientific evidence.
So how do we know if something actually works?
Yeah.
I mean, there are tons of health trends out there.
Right.
But not all of them are backed by solid research.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's always important to look beyond the anecdotes and see what the scientific studies say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where things get interesting with TCM.
How so? Is there much research on this stuff?
There's actually a growing body of research on TCM.
Okay.
Particularly in areas like pain management and certain women's health issues.
Uh-huh.
For example, studies have shown that acupuncture can be effective in reducing chronic pain and alleviating nausea.
Wow.
After surgery or chemotherapy.
That's pretty amazing if you think about it.
Yeah.
Ancient techniques helping with modern medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
But what about these more complex modern diseases?
Right.
Is there evidence that TCM can make a real difference there?
That's where things get a bit more complicated.
Okay.
While some studies suggest potential benefits for conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, we need more rigorous research to draw firm conclusions.
So it's not a clear-cut answer.
Not always.
Okay.
It's important to remember that TCM is a complex system with a very different approach than Western medicine.
Right.
It takes time to unravel those connections and test them using scientific methods.
Okay. So maybe the science is still catching up in some areas, but this clinic we're looking at, they're clearly doing something that resonates with people. I mean, they've got a 30-year track record.
Right.
And a waiting list.
That's true. And it speaks to the fact that healthcare is about more than just what we can measure in a lab. People's experiences, their beliefs, and their individual needs play a huge role in what they find helpful.
Speaking of individual needs, I noticed they have a section on fertility and women's health. TCM seems to have a long history in that area.
It does. In fact, many of the classical texts of TCM dedicate significant portions to women's health.
Ooh.
They view a woman's cycle as a microcosm of the natural world, with its own rhythms and balances.
Interesting. So how would that translate into treating something like infertility, for example?
TCM practitioners might look for underlying imbalances that could be affecting fertility, such as hormonal issues, stress, or poor circulation.
Mm-hmm.
They might then use a combination of acupuncture, herbal remedies, and lifestyle recommendations to try to restore balance and optimize reproductive health.
So it's not just about addressing the symptoms of infertility, but looking at the whole person and their unique circumstances.
Exactly. And that's a key difference between TCM and conventional medicine.
Okay.
TCM takes a more personalized approach, recognizing that there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution.
That makes a lot of sense. But let's be real. If someone is struggling with infertility, they should absolutely be working with a qualified medical doctor, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's crucial to have open communication with your healthcare providers, including both conventional doctors and TCM practitioners.
Right.
They can work together to provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to care.
I noticed this clinic also offers treatments for children and babies.
Uh-huh.
Even needle-free options.
Right.
That seems pretty unique.
It is.
Yeah.
Using techniques like laser acupuncture or acupressure can be a gentler way to introduce little ones to TCM principles.
I can see how that would be appealing to parents who are looking for alternative therapies, but might be hesitant about needles for their kids.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But as with any healthcare decision, especially for children, it's essential to do your research, consult with qualified practitioners, and ensure the chosen methods are safe and appropriate for the child's age and condition.
Their website also has a TCM news and knowledge section.
Okay.
It seems like they're committed to educating their patients, which I always appreciate.
That's a good sign. But it's important to remember that not all information about TCM is created equal.
So how can listeners navigate all of this and make informed decisions about TCM?
Being a critical thinker is key.
Okay.
Seek out credible sources.
Mm-hmm.
Look for practitioners with proper qualifications and experience.
Right.
And don't hesitate to ask questions.
So what are some red flags to watch out for?
Be wary of practitioners who promise miracle cures or dismiss conventional medicine altogether.
Okay.
Look for those who are transparent about their methods, have a collaborative approach to care,
right,
and prioritize your safety and well-being.
Okay. So it's about finding a good balance, being open-minded but also discerning.
Exactly. TCM offers a fascinating and potentially valuable approach to health, but it's essential to approach it with a healthy dose of skepticism and a commitment to informed decision-making.
This has been super insightful. We've covered a lot of ground, the holistic perspective, the yin-yang concept, the role of qi, and the importance of finding qualified practitioners.
And we've seen how even a simple website can spark a much deeper conversation about the evolving landscape of healthcare and how ancient traditions like TCM are finding their place in the modern world.
It's fascinating how TCM views the body as this interconnected system where everything is related, like a delicate ecosystem, isn't it?
It is, and that interconnectedness is a key part of what makes TCM so intriguing, but also challenging to study from a Western scientific perspective.
I can imagine, yeah. It's hard to isolate one variable when everything is so intertwined.
Yeah.
So where do you see the future of TCM heading?
I think we'll see more and more integration of TCM principles and practices into mainstream healthcare. As people search for more holistic and personalized approaches to wellness, TCM offers a rich and valuable perspective.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. People are increasingly interested in taking a more active role in their own health, and TCM empowers them to do that.
Absolutely. And as the research on TCM continues to grow, we'll likely gain a deeper understanding of its mechanisms and potential benefits, which could lead to even wider acceptance and integration.
Yeah. It's exciting to think about the possibilities. I mean, if ancient wisdom can be combined with modern science to create more effective and personalized healthcare, that's a win for everyone.
I agree. It's all about finding the right balance, using the best of both worlds to support people's health and well-being.
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of unpacking this TCM website, haven't we? We've explored its holistic approach, the concept of yin and yang, the role of qi, and the importance of finding qualified practitioners.
We've also touched on the scientific evidence, or lack thereof in some cases, and the need for more research to fully understand the complexities of TCM.
Right. It's a reminder that learning is an ongoing process, and there's always more to discover. So for our listener who sent in this website, what's the one thing you hope they take away from our deep dive?
I hope they feel empowered to explore TCM further if it resonates with them, but to do so with a critical eye, asking questions and seeking out credible sources of information.
Great advice. And remember, this is just a starting point. There's a whole world of knowledge out there about TCM waiting to be explored.
Absolutely. And perhaps as you continue to learn and explore, the question to ask yourself is this: how do you see TCM fitting into your own personal journey of health and wellness?
That's a great question to ponder. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the world of TCM. It's been a fascinating journey.
It's been a pleasure. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.